Rosella Petrelesi was born in Naples, Italy, on Holy Saturday, the 1st of April 1972, to Domenico Petrelesi and Lucia Baserto. Now, just before Rosella's birth, a heartbeat was not felt, and so immediately, doctors had performed a caesarean section. She weighed 2,200 pounds underweight, and immediately, her mother had noticed that something was wrong because she was chionotic. Now, she was baptized only a month later at a home in Naples because of her very poor health. Already at 1 month of life, she has very serious asthmatic bronchopneumonia, which will be followed by others, and so little Rosella begins the cavalry of medical examinations. Unexpectedly, she recovers, but at the age of 2, she fell from the high chair, and this is where she went into a coma. Rosella, however, recovers on her own by the grace of God, because the operating room had already been set up to operate on her head, because she did not respond to any solicitation, but the fall had no consequences. The real problem, however, was discovered in 1975, when her mother took her to Zurich, where the diagnosis of a couple of illnesses was made. Rosella was visited by a very famous cardiac surgeon named Dr. Bernard in 1977, who told her that the problem would be solved only with a heart and lung transplant. However, the transplant was still in an experimental state. Let's not forget that Rosella also suffered from trigeminal neuralgia, which involved severe pain in the head, and these were the illnesses that she would have to live with for the rest of her life. Now, her education was the same as that of many other children. Kindergarten, elementary school were filled with greater difficulties, since Rosella could not move about like everyone else, and she sometimes found in her schoolmates children who weren't always attentive to her limitations and weren't caring. Due to the physical limitations that accompany her, her mother chooses a private school for her. Rosella loved music, and at the age of 5, she began learning to play the piano with excellent results. She likes to study and loves to draw, and she had a huge love for children, who were often at the center of her drawings. She was also very fond of animals and nature, as they were created by God. However, she also wishes to play and have the company of her friends, but her little friends, unaware, do not like being at home too much, and to make matters worse, Rosella was not able to go out often, and her encounters with her peers were rare, because they do not accept her physical defects, they do not understand her limitations, neither do they have the patience to stay close to her when the disease prevents her from going out. Even if everything seems denied to her, Rosella is tenacious and does not abandon hope, as she herself defines them, useless hopes. She is certain that she will be able to improve herself, both physically and aesthetically. Now, like all teenagers of her time, she dreams of perfect physical form, of media perfection. She longs to be able to accomplish a couple of things in life, like becoming a pro at playing the piano, and having a family of her own, a husband and children, whom she has always loved since she was very young. Let's not forget that Rosella had adopted a child in Africa, and it was this child who she helped financially with whatever small amount she had. Now, the most difficult period in her life began when she turned 18, as this was when she began to feel inhabited by total emptiness and surrounded, except for her mother, by people who exercise a one-way charity. Rosella thus enters into deep darkness. She goes through the darkest night of her life, in the dark, often on the ground. Refusing any consolation, she fills her life like a tunnel whose walls crush her. All I have to do is shed tears, each one of which will be full of pain, a pain that will never end, ever. Undoubtedly, Rosella was a wounded woman, wounded in the body and wounded in the heart. Now, for some years, the family moved to Acerra, and in 1992, the Acerra Church meets in a conference, the place where Rosella opens up to a turning point in her existence. Wounded by illness and by relational difficulties, where she risked becoming an atheist, Rosella dramatically knocked on the door of God's heart. During a diocesan meeting, she receives a light, and her pain goes beyond the door of faith. She sought help and talked with wise clergymen, experiencing the warm presence of the Christian community. She met Don Aldo Giordano, who then became her spiritual guide, who then guides and gives her a different perspective to look at her illness with new eyes and leads her to love Jesus crucified. Now, Rosella is aware of her weakness, of the limits even in her body that prevented her from living a normal life, and rightly rebels for 20 years against these fragilities that dampens her dreams as a young girl. However, God gives her to understand that it is precisely through her weakness and fragility that God loves her. He knocked, kneeling at the door of my heart, but I acknowledge you, Then you remained silent, almost hidden, and you waited for me to notice you. Now Rosella knows well that in those moments when she despised life, Christ was with her precisely in those terrible moments, and that surrendering to his crucified love was a leap into Gethsemane to truly live. I know and feel that alone I will never be able to feel good and get out of this situation. I cannot do anything about it. Therefore, only if and when you want it, I will be well again. So little by little, I healed. Now Rosella does not speak of a physical healing, but instead speaks of the discovery of that joy, which is a gift of God, a new and unusual serenity, a desire to grow in faith, a desire to be a gift for others. My beloved Jesus, tonight I would like to ascend to you on the cross, hold myself close to you. I would like my tears to dry the blood of your wounds and of all the wounds that I myself open up to you, in all your poor body so scourged, and in your poor heart so pained, for all the indifference, the injustice that your eyes, illuminated with love, are forced to see, and that your Father, in his immense mercy, is always willing to forgive. I love you, Lord. I would be nailed to your cross with you. The joy of holding myself close to you, so close to your inflamed heart, would be greater than all the pain of the nails that would pierce my hands. My heart burns with a desire to reach you, and who knows if I will ever be worthy of it. But if that day comes, my joy will be so great as to fill the oceans so much that they overflow. Rosella starts to decentralize and puts the suffering of others first. In the meantime, she begins to practice the sacraments. With deep joy, she weaves relationships with the needy, and she begins to be formed on the lives of the saints. Now it is a very beautiful time, under the guidance of Don Primo Poggi, and in contact with other people with a strong spiritual temperament. Rosella follows a true path of formation and growth in Christ. She notes everything, and from her notes, we get the profile of a young woman who finds in Christ the gift of her presence, the mission of transforming her pains into suffering for others. While her faith grows, her love expands to the dimensions of the world. Like when they tell her that in order to live, she has to face an extremely painful operation in her spine with an uncertain outcome, which could even be fatal. Even though others advised her not to go forward with the operation, she accepts to take the risk and only whispers, "What will happen will only be God's will. I will offer everything, my suffering, for all those who suffer the most alone, the most abandoned, the saddest." Now she goes to have an operation in the United States and, demonstrating that she is aware of the risk she is running, asks to be able to confess and receive Holy Communion. Even if in the anguish of uncertainty, she keeps a smile and turns it into a gift for everyone. Rosella is always smiling, and she establishes a serene and trusting relationship with the head physician, who will operate her, and with the paramedical staff. Now the distance from home, combined with the unknown outcome of her operation, does not disturb the solidity of her faith. Concrete and open to hope, Rosella faces the surgery on the 8th of September, but she does not pass the next phase. In all these fears and sufferings, the Lord visits her with Holy Communion, which she ardently receives on Saturday, the 17th September. She confides to her mother that, when they return home, she would have liked to adopt another child in Africa, but Rosella later died on Sunday, September the 18th, 1994, at 3 p.m., aged 22. During her funeral, before concluding the celebration, her mother Lucia read some parts of Rosella's will. "Mamina, I love you so much. Do not cry. I'm happy. This is what I have wanted all my life, to go to Jesus. Dad, I love you, and I want a great good to everyone, all of them. Have good fun. Life is beautiful. Enjoy it and spread love and faith. Do good to everyone without ever expecting anything. You will have the merits from the Lord in heaven. Lord, I thank you so much for giving me life, but above all, for making me feel the immensity and joy of your love in my heart. I will pray a lot for everyone. With love, Rosella." Servant of God, Rosella Petrelese, pray for us.